Okay, as I mentioned last week, Daf Samach Tes is the sugya of Yaitza v'Nichnas, and it's the basis for all Hechsherim today that rely on Hechsherim coming in and doing spot checking. So we know it's good because we have the sugya here on Samach Tes and early on Samach Aleph that say it's good, and that's Kabbalah B'Yadeinu, and it's open and shut. In the Igros Moshe, in Chelek Gimel of Yeridei, Siman Tazayin, he asked the Kasha, which is a proteistic akasha and a cloleistic akasha. I'd like to just spend a few minutes explaining the prat, and then explaining the klal, how this is really a shaila for all umdinis and shas that Ramesh is asking about. Ramesh here is talking about one thing specifically. By Chalav Yisrael, or kosher cheese, it's Chalav Yisrael milk, which is when the Yid watches it. And when there's no Yid watching, it's not Chalav Yisrael. Ramesh is not going into the United States issue with Chalav Stam. That's the din of milk. Milk, it's possible to mix in trefa milk with kosher milk, so you need Chalav Yisrael. What about cheese? We're talking now, when they make cheese, cheese has to be made with a hechsher. There's nothing to do with Chalav Yisrael. But in order to make cheese, other ingredients have to be put in to cause the milk to separate the cheese from the whey. And that's also no shaila. Cheese has to be made with a hechsher, and we paskin the yid has to actually put in the cheesing agent. And that's the way all the hechsherim work. There's chol of stam and not chol of stam, but gevina, there's no shaila. You need gevina sisrael. That is no shaila. The question is, when you make the cheese, which you're doing with a supervision, there's a mashkiach there, when you make the cheese, does the milk that comes in, that you're making the cheese from, have to be Chol of Yisrael milk? And again, I'm not talking about America with Chol of Stam, I'm talking the din of the Shulchan Aruch. There's Chol of Akum, there's Chol of Yisrael. And now you're making cheese, you're in a plant that makes cheese, and you're ordering milk. Does the milk that comes in, does it have to be Chol Yisrael in order to make cheese from the milk? You would think, of course. So the Ramah talks about a heter based, that you could even use Chol of Akum, which is not a drink, but to take the Chol of Akum and make cheese out of it should be mutter, because of an umdina, the following umdina. Only milk from kosher animals can be made into cheese, at least in the time of the Gemara. All behemoth tameis, the milk is naturally homogenized. You can't separate the cheese from the whey. The only way a person can make cheese is if he uses milk from a kosher animal. So the Ramah talks about this umdina, that it should be an umdina that when you get the milk, it shouldn't have to be Chol of Yisrael milk. It could be even Chol of Stam milk. But if the milk is made to make cheese out of it, why would anybody put in trefa milk? The trefa milk doesn't turn into cheese. If you're doing it to make cheese out of it, it should be mutter. Mm-hmm. So that's a svara. What? So assuming it's plain milk, however, I'm not getting into the pratim of the other ingredients, other shaylas that come in. The shaila here is about taking milk, 100% milk, that there's a logical reason that it doesn't have anything tamei in it. It's an umdina that nobody would put milk of a behemoth tamei into milk that you're making cheese. It's an umdina. And yet, we don't paskin that way. The Shach and the Chachmas Adam and Kitzer, most of the paskin that we follow hold that it has to be made from Chol of Yisrael milk. In America, they make from the Chol of Stam milk, but it has to be made from Chol of Yisrael milk. So Ramesh asked the following general, now I want you to have, it's a general question. When do we rely on umdinus? And umdinus means we have a logical reason, a logical estimation. So Yaitza v'nichnis, it's logic, it's not Halach Shav HaSinai. It's a logical thing. They come and go, the guy is mirtis, he's afraid to do something, he'll get caught. And that works. Ramesh says the Gemara even has tzrichas to say it works in this case, in the boat case, in the chanus case, the different cases. So why is the umdana of the cheese any worse? What's the gather of an umdana? If yaitze v'dichtis works, it's not foolproof. You all know it's not foolproof. You make spot checks, something could happen. And Ramesha says, it seems to him, the umdana, that milk that you make cheese is kosher milk, is a stronger umdana. It's a stronger, logically it's stronger. So that's Ramesha's difficulty in this paragraph, is what are the gedarim for umdana? You see, it's not only a shaila here, it's all of shas. When do you rely on a logic that it's mistaver that it's good? It's not. If you have a foolproof reason, then of course it's good. But the Yetzer Menachem is not foolproof, and it works. So Ramesh's kasha is that other umdinis should work the same way. This is the kitzer of the question that's asked here in the Igros Maish. Now I'd like to try to explain with the Yisai, but I want to be magdim. A shas kasha on all the yeshiva shemesechtes. It's really a question that you can meet somebody at a chasna, you can just ask him the question, wherever. I always try to get somebody who'll give me a clear answer. It's a very, very general question. The halacha is, ein hochim b'mamen acha harayv. By money, a rayv is not a good enough proof to paskin a halacha by mamenis. Ein halchim b'mamen acha harayv. It's the machlokes in the Gemara, but we pask in ein halchim acha harayv. Why? What? Where? It's not important. Ein halchim b'mamen acha harayv. Rayv is not enough to pask in dine mamen. Okay, Gemara has a case. A man went into a store, says, I want to buy an ox. They sold him an ox. He attaches it to the plow, and it's a wild ox. It can't pull a plow. So he says, I want my money back. He says, I sold the ox to you to shecht, not to pull a plow. And he tied us, what do you mean, rive people buy oxen to work in those days? So, ein hochim b'mamen acha harayv. If you stama buy an ox, you can't tie the, I bought it on rive. We don't go bus a rive. There's no umdina of rive, it doesn't work by mamen. That's a gemara. So, the kasha is, every umdina in shas, think back to the many umdinas you learned when you learned Gemara, all the yeshiva shemesechtes, and Bava Basra, Cheskes Abatim. We say, most people don't lose shtaris within 3 years. Do you know anybody who loses shtaris within 3 years? Some, you know, some people who do. There are people who lose shtaris within 3 years. So how do you paskin on an umdina that if you make a bechal within 3 years, people don't lose shtaris? How do you paskin that way? Or an umdina, a person doesn't see someone else in his field for 3 years and doesn't make a mechah. Really? You think there's nobody in the whole world that doesn't make a mechah in 3 years? Is that 100%? Not 100%. Or Gemara has a case where someone rents an apartment. And he tells him the price for the apartment is a zuz a month, a dinar a month, 12 dinarim a year. What's the case? What happens?
13.
It becomes 13 months. So what did he mean? Did he mean a dinner a month, or did he mean 12 a year? So Gemara says, twice Lashon Rishon. People mean what they say first. I think it's Ramea says, no, there's no twice Lashon Rishon. Isn't that, how can you pask him based on an umdina that he meant Lashon Rishon? It's 100%? Every single person means Lashon Rishon? It's not 100%. And most people, twice Lashon Rishon. Most people mean what they say first. You see, there's another man, the Amar and the Gemara. You follow the question, most umdin is in Shas, most times in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Daita Shalad, like, Eino de Perea Tezmana, right? Gemara says, if I say I paid you Tezmana, I'm not believed. Eino de Perea Tezmana. Nobody pays Tezmana? There's some people who pay early. Not so common. Some people. How could you paskin dine mamanis based on any umdina if ein hochim mamaman acha harayv? It's a very difficult question for anybody to be able to answer. It's one of those shas kashas that needs an answer. What makes something an umdina and what makes something raiv? Very, very difficult. So I want to tell you an answer that Rav Schlesinger from Kotaira told me once at a chasana. We're sitting at the table and I asked this question. He told me an answer, and it's really a gainistic answer, but it's a little hard to help you chop at 11:40 at night what I'm saying. But if you don't chop, just write it down. Tomorrow morning it'll make sense. Okay? He said, what's the difference between Raiv and Umdina? He said the following. He said, Raiv is what most people mean. You go, you buy an axe. Most people mean to buy it for plowing. That's Raiv. He said, Umdina is something that all people mean most of the time. You chop? All people mean or do most of the time, that's an under. What most people do all of the time is still only Raiv. An umdina is all people, and I say all, I mean 99%. There's always a nice noun that doesn't count. But what all people do most of the time, that's an umdina. And that is a taikif in halacha. What most people do doesn't. So when the Gemara says, you go, you buy an axe, most people mean to buy an axe for plowing, it's not good enough. So, some people buy an axe for shechting. There are some people who do it this way, some people do it that way. Raiv is most is weak. It's stronger when you can say about something, it's true about all people most of the time. It doesn't have to be all people, but all people most of the time, that's an umdana. Yeah. It's generally the same idea. The Ansadi means that we understand that. So something that's true, generally true about all people, has a taikif, even if all people just do it most of the time. You follow the chapter difference? All people most of the time. What? All umdin is stronger. Umdin we paskin din imamin on umdin all the time. You know the prayer test money. All people when they borrow money. Generally speaking, all people who borrow money for a set amount of time don't pay tesmani. It happens. There are people who get the money and do pay tesmani. But it's the nature of all people. They borrow money for a period of time. They don't pay tesmani. V'alavai sheyif for bismani. I know you're smiling. V'alavai sheyif for bismani, Gemara says. But, you know, sometimes you speak it out, you see a guy nodding his head, yeah, people don't pay tesmani.
But in other words,
that's not true. They have to, not all people
they
buy it for work. What about a guy who makes dinette sets? He doesn't need it. He doesn't need oxen for work. It's not true all people buy oxen for work. Most people buy. What? Everybody had an ox for work. So I'm telling you, it's not Pshat Gemara. Pshat Gemara is most people. Most, that's right. Yaitza v'nichtis causes mirtis, that's by all people. All people, if I'm told to do something and the boss comes and goes, I'm always mirtis. All people are mirtis. Now some people, they try to be sneaky on the side anyway. But all people are mirtis. Does it work 100% of the time? Not. Because even though all people are mirtis, some people try to finagle anyway. But an umdana of Yaitza v'nichta is something that's true for all people. The kayach of umdana is all. All people most of the time. Raiv is when something is most people all the time. It doesn't have the same taikif. Most people all the time is not the same as all people most of the time. Yaitza v'nichta is a mirtis for all people. That's the way it is. All people see someone in their karka, then they make a macha. Aye, it'll happen. Somebody will be busy in his business, he won't make a macha. But it's the nature of all people. You see someone in your karka, within 3 years you're going to make a macha. All people have that nature. The raiv is something that's generally true. In the particular case of the kvina, Ramesha and the tshuva explains, there are situations, there are people who have chalav tameh, and they have nothing to do with it, and they dump it in with the other chalav. Even though when you sell it for cheese, the person will have a hefsid. But the other person will have a hefsid. There are people who are in situations where, so not to mix in chalav tameya into cheese milk is something that it's true for most people. It's only a raiv, it's still shvacher. It's not the same as an umdina. So the nekuda is, and you think about it, when I first heard it, you know, I was at Chasna and he was answering a question, it sounded a little half-baked. But the more I see it in Sugis and Shas, I see it's emes. An umdina is something that's true about all people most of the time. And that's enough to be an umdina. It's all people. Raiv, or something that's it's a shvachara umdina, it's a debatable umdina, is something that's true about most people, even if it's most people all the time. But it's only most people, and that's shvachara. That's a raiv. It's not an umdina gemura. So this is the nekuda sachilik between them. How is negeh to cheese and milk? Dikah here is not the sugya of cheese and milk. Dikah is the sugya of the umdina of yaitzev and nichnes. And I think it's a geshmaka klal if you can hold on to it. A good Shabbos, everybody.